3 in the morning. The world is silent except for the relentless ticking of your thoughts. You've tried everything, counting sheep, breathing exercises, herbal tea, yet sleep remains frustratingly out of reach. Here's the paradox. The harder you chase sleep, the more it eludes you. We've transformed one of life's most natural acts into an impossible task, armed with pills, gadgets, and mounting anxiety. But what if the solution isn't about doing more? It's about doing less. What if your body already possesses everything it needs to sleep perfectly, and you're simply standing in its way? Your body has two powerful biological systems regulating sleep. First is homeostatic sleep drive, pressure that builds from the moment you wake, as neurochemicals like adenosine accumulate in your brain. The longer you stay awake, the stronger this drive becomes. The second system is your circadian rhythm, controlled by about 20,000 neurons in your hypothalamus called the suprachiasmatic nucleus. This master clock orchestrates virtually every bodily process, from hormone release to body temperature. It's influenced by Zeitgebers, time givers like daylight, meal timing, exercise, and social interactions. Light is the most powerful cue. Even dim light can shift your internal clock by hours. Consider Mark, whose son's autism diagnosis triggered insomnia. He went to bed earlier to catch up on rest, but lay awake for hours, then slept in or napped the next day. This disjointed schedule confused his body's natural rhythms. His well-intentioned strategies sabotaged the very systems designed to help him sleep. The problem wasn't that Mark had forgotten how to sleep. His body never forgot. He'd simply placed obstacles in the path of his biological wisdom. Sleep and stress create a vicious feedback loop. Poor sleep lowers your stress threshold. Minor hassles become major catastrophes. Just one night of inadequate sleep can spike anxiety by 30%. Your executive control deteriorates. You're all gas, no brakes. Sleep-deprived shoppers choose junk food, judges give harsher sentences, and supervisors mistreat employees. Surprisingly, everyday stress isn't always a reliable predictor of sleep quality. You can have a high-stress day followed by excellent sleep. The exception? Stress right before bedtime or severe stressors like job loss or neighborhood violence. Consider Angel, a mother who developed insomnia from staying vigilant all night to protect her children in a dangerous neighborhood, revealing how environmental factors beyond individual control make sleep a social justice issue. Chronic pain creates a particularly cruel cycle. Insufficient sleep lowers pain thresholds, making discomfort more intense, which further disrupts sleep. People with chronic pain who sleep less than 6 hours are 4 times more likely to report severe symptoms. Your resilience reservoir depends entirely on sleep. When that reservoir runs dry, everything becomes harder. Most people experience a natural 3 p.m. energy dip, a normal circadian rhythm, yet cultural habits undermine sleep systems. That afternoon coffee? With caffeine's 6-hour half-life, 2 espresso shots worth remain in your system by 9 p.m., disrupting sleep quality even if you fall asleep. Each night, you cycle through 4 to 6 sleep cycles containing non-REM and REM phases. Non-REM progresses through light sleep, sleep spindles, neural bursts tied to learning, and deep, slow-wave sleep. REM brings dreams and muscle paralysis, preventing you from acting them out. Each stage serves distinct restorative functions. Napping disrupts this balance. While 20-minute naps boost alertness, longer naps steal nighttime sleep pressure. For insomniacs, avoiding naps preserves crucial sleep drive for bedtime. Inconsistent wake times create social jet lag. Waking at 6 a.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. weekends means flying through 3 time zones every weekend. Just 2 days of irregular sleep decreases attention span by 20% and increases stress hormones. The solution? Wake at the same time daily, including weekends. In the 1890s, Ivan Pavlov discovered dogs would salivate not just at food, but at associated cues like footsteps. Our brains develop similar conditioned responses, like feeling perkier after one sip of coffee before caffeine actually works. Your bed can become a powerful sleep stimulus if properly conditioned. But for insomniacs, the opposite occurs, conditioned arousal, where the bed triggers alertness instead of sleep. I was feeling really sleepy, then I got in bed and my brain woke up. Spending time in bed awake, dreading sleep, feeling anxious, teaches your body to associate the bed with wakefulness. Just as Pavlov could break conditioned responses by ringing bells without providing food, we can break negative sleep associations through consistency. The practice involves 5 rules. Only get into bed when sleepy. Use your bed only for sleep and sex. Give yourself 15 to 20 minutes to fall asleep. If still awake, get up and return to wind down activities until sleepy again. Stick with this consistently. The key is reaching positive low arousal, calm, grateful, tranquil, rather than high energy engagement. Humans mentally time travel into past or future, creating vivid scenarios that become deafeningly loud at bedtime. Research shows social rejection dramatically disrupts sleep. Participants excluded from a social game lost an average of 1 hour of sleep. The impact intensifies when negative experiences occur closer to bedtime and when someone naturally tends toward rumination. Train spotting. Imagine thoughts as trains passing through a station without boarding them. By observing rather than engaging, you create distance from ruminative content. Another strategy, schedule 15 minutes of dedicated worry time in mid to late afternoon. Focus solely on worrying without solving problems, then stop when the timer ends. Alternatively, create a 2-column list of problems and potential solutions, then place it by your bed, a tangible reminder that you already have a plan for tomorrow when you'll be sharper. June, a vibrant woman in her 70s, battled insomnia since her teenage years. Despite an active life, working at a nonprofit, volunteering, maintaining a plant-filled duplex, her sleep problems persisted for decades. After 50 years of poor sleep, simple changes actually worked. Her sleep isn't perfect now, but it's predictable and better. She has agency when she wakes at night. It no longer feels like things are just happening to her. Sleep restriction involves gradually adjusting your sleep window to find what works best. Many insomnia patients give themselves excessive sleep opportunity. Gordon, despite being in bed for 8.5 hours, discovered his body naturally needed only about 7. As a night owl, he found an 11:30 p.m. bedtime suited him best. The goal is achieving at least 85% sleep efficiency, the percentage of time you're actually asleep during your total sleep opportunity. Historical evidence suggests humans traditionally experienced biphasic sleep, 2 distinct segments with wakeful periods between. This normalizes middle-of-night wakefulness rather than pathologizing it. Your sleep needs change throughout life, with age, illness, parenthood, and new circumstances. Insomnia tends to recur, especially during stressful periods. The interventions here aren't permanent fixes, but strategies to return to when needed. The key question isn't whether your sleep matches some ideal model, but simply, how do you feel? Your sleep is always inside you. It's part of who you are. Now you have the tools to unlock it.